Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayakhel, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks offers us an amazing insight as to how to be a wonderful leader. The Parsha begins, Vayakhel, and Moshe gathered the nation. Why do we use this specific phrase of Vayakhel? So in chapter 32, in the story of the golden calf, the Torah begins explaining what happened. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they assembled Vayakhel around Aaron and said, come make us gods who will go before us. You see what's happening here? The people gathered Kahal in an evil way. And so Moses is fixing their mistake by gathering them to do holy service to build a Mishkan. Before we continue to understand the essence of Kila, I want to go on a tangent and to understand two other words which are often used in the Torah. And that's, let's start with the word Eda. This week's Parsha also, the Jewish people are called an Eda, a testimony. We know this phrase, this community of testifiers. We know this phrase because we call it Adat Yeshurun or Adat Eduta Mizrach. What's the difference between a kehila and an eda? Of course, every word in Hebrew has its own nuance. So an eda, Rav Sacks explains, comes from language of aid, which means witness. They are people who have a te'uda, who have an identity, a common identity. They are testifying. They have a theological goal which has brought them together. Edut Mizrach is a good example. They have an identity which is united. And that's the essence of an eda. On the flip side, there's a tzibur. A tzibur, which is actually from Aramaic, comes from the language of litzbor, which means to gather together. That's when you're taking a bunch of random people with random perspectives, putting them all together. Take, for example, a minion factory, like at the Kotel. Take 10 different yidden, they all are joined together for one common goal, to daven, and so they're a tzibur, but they don't necessarily have the same vision. As opposed to that, an Eda is someone who are united in their vision. There are negative examples of this. For example, in the story of Korach, Moshe calls Kol Ha'eda, the whole community, a rebellious one. Similarly, by the Meraglim, we actually call the Meraglim, the spies, an Eda, a bad unit. In fact, the Minyan is a tikkun, is a fixing of the Eda when we come together with holy purposes, as opposed to for negative purposes, which is in the case of the Meraglim. So an Eda is someone driven by a common goal, and a Tzibur is just a random conglomeration of people. So what is the Inyan of a Kihila in that case? So a Kihila could be an Eda, but the goal, the idea of a Kihila is that the leader of the Kihila knows how to get everyone involved in the process. So everyone's strengths are working together to build this beautiful kehila. A kehila requires a leader, because if there's no leader, there's anarchy. But on the other hand, the leader has to be wise enough to let other people shine so that everyone contributes. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing in this week's Parsha. He's offering everyone a chance to contribute towards building the Mishkan, and the people get involved. And they do their tikkun, their fixing of the mistake of the golden calf. And as leaders, we all have to remember this principle. On the one hand, we need to lead. We need to show the people the direction. But on the other hand, we can't be too dominating that other people don't feel like they have a place to shine. I find this very often in my shiurim. It's a very hard balance to find. A shiur is not meant to be a podcast where you're just or Keith schmoozes. A shir is meant to get everyone involved and everyone bringing out their own chidushim. So on the one hand, I need to ask questions to get everyone involved. On the other hand, I need to make it lead the community such that it's not just a random conglomeration, and so that we don't get off track. That's just in my little shir world, but you take it to wherever you need to take it. May we all be blessed to lead, to mamish lead, and to do the tikkun, and to be working hard for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem, to building a beautiful Mishkan in our souls. Good Shabbos.